This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Robert W. Cassiano, R-O-B-E-R-T, middle initial W-C-A-S-I-A-N-O. Date of birth 06-06-1980. Date of appointment June 13, 2023. Requesting physician Jennifer Mehling. J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R-M-E-H-L-I-N-G. Dear Jennifer Mehling, I have the pleasure of seeing Robert Cassiano today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 43-year-old, right-handed Hispanic man who had a stroke in 2018, starting. Having seizure since then, had a seizure in 2021, and now in May 2023 he had a couple of seizure. He had a history of brain bleed. Last seizure was last week on Saturday. Typical seizure is described shaking of the left side with dizziness, no loss of consciousness, no tongue biting, no incontinence. Seizure lasts about 4 minutes. Last time he went to the St. Mary's Hospital and then transferred to the Albany Medical Center. Depakote level was low. Now he's taking Depakote 500 milligram, 2 tablets, 2 times daily, Zonisamide 100 milligram, 3 tablets daily, and Gabapentin 100 milligram, 3 times daily. Past medical history. History of chronic abdominal pain. Fornier's gangrene, history of internal carotid artery dissection, TIA, brain bleed, seizure, past surgical history, colostomy and closure of colostomy, skin graft, defibrillator, allergy, contrast eye, Benadryl, medication gabapentin 100 milligram 3 times daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, carvedilol, semaglutide, hydroxyzine, dicyclomine, sucralfate, azimobide, divalproex sodium 500 milligram 2 pills 2 times daily, zonisamide 100 milligram 3 pills at night, at atorvastatin 80 milligram daily. Social history: does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He's disabled, he's married, live with his wife, have three children, family is the mother alive with MI and cancer and MS, father alive with MI, one sister, one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found that he's having a vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1-S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present next upper, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexes 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait mildly hemipyretic on the left side. Assessment and plan, 43-year-old right-handed Hispanic man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, history of brain bleed. Number two, history of stroke. Number three, epilepsy. Number four, hemiparetic gait. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Depakote 500 mg 2 pills 2 times daily, zonisamide 100 mg 3 pills at night, gabapentin 100 mg 3 times daily, aspirin 81 mg PO daily, and atorvastatin 80 mg at night. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to order EEG. I would like to see him back in my office in 2 months.